sir. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jeffrey James Henry.
Okay, Mr. Henry. Anybody have Mr. Henry?
I have him.
Okay. Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Could you please just state your full name and your ADC number for us to the record?
My full name is Jeffrey James Henry Jr. My DOC number is 321-999.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Agency. I'm going to introduce the board members that are conducting your hearing today, sir. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's in the center, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be being your panel lead today. Also with us, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as a parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Prior to
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, so is this any better? Prior to, can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you.
How's this, sir?
That's better.
Okay. Prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney at your own expense, or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Attorney in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. And phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out with phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. You understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about June 6, 2018, per the task TCMS lab report dated June 11, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir.
All right. So if you don't understand something I'm saying or something, please just interrupt me and let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your next allegation states that you're violating Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about June 13, 2018, per the task TCMS lab report dated June 21st, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by the failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about July 3rd, 2018, as directed on June 8th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. Sir, given that you said that allegation number 3 is false, we are going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information on allegation number 3. Mr. Turner.
Allegation number 3. On 5/30/2018, the offender was screened, assessed, and accepted into the ITH program at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85021. On 6/11/2018, the offender was discharged from the ITH program due to the offender was disrespectful to staff, not following MRC rules, becoming argumentative with staff. On 6/9/18, the offender left the MRC facility and failed to return. On 7/3/2018, Sergeant Appel attempted to readmit the offender into the MRC ID program. The offender stated he would not house with a person other than his own race and wanted to be placed in transitory and sent back to Alhambra. Follow-up number three. On 5/30/2018, the offender asked Counselor Dunn-Marie for a phone call. His request was denied. Counselor Dunn-Marie explained the MRC phone policy to the offender. The offender stated that Counselor Dunn-Marie, you're one of those lazy ones, aren't you? Offender was then redirected and counseled on being disrespectful to staff. The offender was staffed as manager Zimmerman for challenging a staff member in order to get a phone call. The offender was informed that he is expected to stand down when directed and any further like actions would not be tolerated. On 5/31/2018, the offender was observed going through the dinner line twice. Sergeant Slayton directed the offender to follow all MRC rules. On 6/13/18, the offender returned to MRC for a non-compliance letter. The offender was directed to serve a two-week sanction and then he would be readmitted into the MRC ITH program. On 7/3/2018, the offender approached Sergeant Appel wanting to talk about his housing assignment going into the ITH program. The offender stated he was not comfortable housing with a different race from his own. Sergeant Appel explained that MRC does not house based on race. The offender began to become agitated and stated he knew something was going to happen if he was housed outside his race. It was explained again that he would not have to house an available bed until another opened up. The offender then stated he would not house and wanted to be placed into transitory and sent back to Alhambra. Sergeant Appel escorted the offender to transitory to await staffing.
Okay, Mr. Henry, that's not true about allegation number three.
With all due respect to the parole board and my parole officer, I had expressed my concern with my living arrangements with another inmate because I'm a female dropout and I'm in protective custody and they were trying to house me with an active syringeal and I feared for my life. I felt that Mr. Apple wasn't taking into consideration seriously what I was trying to express my safety concerns to him, and maybe I should have shut my mouth at the time, but I did express to him, if you're not going to listen to me, you might as well just send me back out of Hamburg because I was in fear for my life. Okay. I tried to express my concern to him about my safety condition. They didn't even want to listen. They just in one ear and out the other.
All right. So, Mr. Henry, I'm just going to go ahead and make a motion of phase one, and then we're going to move into phase two, give you an opportunity to further discuss these issues. Therefore, based on the admission of Mr. Henry on allegations number one and two, and based on the information and warrant number 2018W1908 and information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I am going to move to find that Mr. Henry moved to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Mr. Henry, we're going to go into phase two. Give me 1 second, sir, so I can complete some paperwork.
And arrested on 7/3/2018 by ADC staff on tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 7/3/2018 with a release date of 9/23/2018. Current conviction, 2006 count, commitment A count 1, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2006 commitment A count 2, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2016, Commitment A, Count 3, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he did self-admit to being an independent member of the criminal street gang Skinheads. He has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum. Under arrest. 1996, assault with a deadly weapon, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, assault, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, flight from law vehicle, Utah, guilty, other sanctions. 2007, theft of a vehicle, Utah, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, dangerous drug violation, Utah, guilty, other sanctions. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, Utah, guilty, other sanctions. 2012, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2012, resisting arrest, California, felony conviction, probation. 2013, unlawful use means of transportation, California, felony conviction, state prison. Has a GB score of G5, B5. Since his return to custody, he has been found guilty of a major disciplinary, which was on 7/26/18.
Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go on some information with you, sir. I do see that you will be released in about a month, which is September 23rd of 2018, sir. I'm going to give you the option, it's certainly your option that you have, sir, that you can go ahead and kill your number when you do release in September. You won't be on any parole or community supervision, or we can go ahead and complete this time. Either way, sir, even if we were to release you, you probably would be getting out about the same time. So would you like to kill your number or go ahead and proceed with your hearing, sir?
With all due respect to the committee and the parole officer, for the first time in my life, I understand that I only have roughly 30 days left.
Yes.
Is there any consideration of any possibility? I have a drug problem. When I was out there on parole, I just got out, my daddy passed away. I more than greed, use drugs in all the wrong ways, and I accept responsibility for as a young man for my actions I'm trying to change. I want help in the program, at least some program for 30 days. Is there any possibility instead of just letting me sit and kill my number and fail, it's not going to help me do anything? Can I?
So we can go ahead and
some consideration that we finish it in a 30-day program where I can get some healthy tools that's going to help me?
Sir, we can go ahead and complete your hearing, but what I'm informing you of is that it's probably going to take about the same amount of time administratively for you to be released from incarceration, regardless of what decision that we make today, sir. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So unless there's some program that you have there in an institution, you will not be released in time to do a 30-day program.
There's no program here that I have access to. They have me in a 5-max detention setting because I'm Alhambra PC overflow.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll go ahead and complete your hand. I just wanted to give you that option and opportunity and explain the situation to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So I see that when you were released on May 2nd, you were released and approved to reside at 34585 Phillips Street in Black Canyon City. And then it was like on May 16th, you were established resident at MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue. Then it was like on May 20th of 18, you completed your sanction at MRC. Then on May 30th, you established residence at MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue. And then finally, it looks like on June 9th, you left MRC and then returned again on June 13th. Is that about right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. It does not show you within employment during that period of time. Did you work, sir?
I'm sorry for what?
If that's not showing you any employment during that time, did you work during that period of time?
I do have, on the street at my residence at 345 82 Street, I do have a stable residence, I do have work, I do have ties to community. I have all that, sir, I just have a church home.
Okay. Looks like with the program that you had random drug testing, you assigned color to May 8, you went to May 8, you brought up just when you went sample, then you tested positive for methamphetamine on June 4th, and then on June 6th and June 13th, looks like on June 6th you were referred to the CMP for substance abuse counseling. On June 6th, you completed intake for substance abuse, however, you attended one CAP class on June 6th. Also looking at this, it looks like on May 30th, you were screened and assessed and accepted into the IDH program at MRC, located at 24601 R29th Avenue. Then on June 11th, you were discharged from the IDH due to what was previously discussed as you were disrespectful to staff and not following MRC. We were becoming argumentative, but looks like on June 9th, you left the facility and failed to return. However, on July 3rd, they attempted to readmit you into the MRC IDH program, but you stated that you would not be housed with persons other than your own race and wanted to be placed to a transitory and sent back to El Hamburg. That's kind of different than what you're explaining about being housed with someone that there was a threat on your life, sir.
I'm a ski manager. I'm in the protective custody that chose to change my life and walk abroad. They tried to take me into another Southern Hispanic cell that is a known active for angels. I feared for my life. Maybe I didn't word my words correctly to the sergeant, but I knew something, my life was in fear. I was in fear in my life.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Say no additional questions coming from the board, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing? Mr. Henry, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of the hearing? Mr. Henry? Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
CO3 is working on it.
Disconnected.
No, we're still on. We can get disconnected.
I like he's going to give us that number to call.
Yeah, I'm going to do some other number.
Okay, 520.
8627. What's that at the bottom?
862-74.
Okay. Okay, that's what we had. Okay.
Yeah, it is Thomas to call it back.
Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got disconnected. Let me go to put my phone.
Okay, sir.
You can't hear about this.
Okay, hello, sir. I'm back.
Okay, sir. I'm coming on the conclusion of the game. Is there anybody else you'd like to say to the world without repeating yourself, sir? Can you hear me, Mr. Henry?
No, sir, I do.
Okay, we're coming up on the conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the world without repeating yourself, sir?
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time and consideration in this matter. I really hope that I'm able to get into a program or continue on parole.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going into discussion. A lot of board is in discussion, Mr. Henry. Please stay on the line, however, do not just remain silent while the board is in discussion. We'll make a decision and get back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The board is now into discussion. We've heard and talked to Mr. Henry. He does state that he has a drug problem and that has been his history with drugs and violence that he's actually had. However, he will be released on September 23rd, 2018. I think the best thing for Mr. Henry is to take these next not less than a month of work with CO3 so that when he leaves, he won't be on the road with community supervision, but then he'll be able to get into some type of program after he's released where he will be able to do a sustained program if that's what he wants, work with CO3 in the program so that when he's released, he will be able to work on his drug problem and hopefully be a productive citizen from that point forward. Okay, therefore I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Henry, finding that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did use relapse and use illegal drugs.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by the right. Agree, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Henry? Sir, you got less than 30 days left before you'll be released. If you would just take that time, work with your CO3 so that you can work on a program so that when you're released, that you'll be able to get into a long-term program and hopefully be a productive citizen and not do drugs after that. I want to thank you for taking the time for participating in the program, Mr. Henry. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.